Welcome to a new podcast on the digital transformation of the health sector in the era of digital interdependence. In this podcast, we talk about information security. The Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, presented a call to action on the digital transformation of the health sector in the era of digital interdependence, based on recommendations from a high-level panel convened by the United Nations and developed in consultation with its collaborating centers, international organizations such as the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, and its member countries. The call to action presents 8 areas where action is needed to transform technical cooperation and digitally revamp public health in the Americas and the Caribbean. The 7th of the 8 topics of the call to action is security of the information. Countries must develop and adopt regulatory instruments on the treatment and protection of sensitive health data, based on international security guidelines and standards for patient-centered information systems. Protecting people's personal information must be a priority in the development of digital health systems, says Dr. Sebastian Garcia Saiso, Director of the Department of Evidence and Intelligence for Action in Health of the Pan American Health Organization.
As we know, the use of digital solutions in all sectors, not only healthcare, has also opened many different risks and have started many different risks in terms of how this information is used, how this information is shared, and how we have to protect this so that the people and people's information remain protected.
These systems must be implemented respecting health-related rights in order to generate a culture of safe and reliable data management, understood as the balance between the need to access data and the right to privacy. Bernardo Mariano Jr., Chief Information Officer at the World Health Organization, emphasizes that it is important that digital technologies are used in the right way.
Appropriate use of digital technologies is key. Ethics, privacy, inclusion, gender, so those are some of the key principles that we have to make sure we adhere to. And this is all part of the global strategy of digital health.
The Pan American Health Organization defends the establishment of public policies that incorporate a health data protection and security plan. The plan must define access profiles based on the actions that each user must perform. Users at all levels must be actively trained in computer security guidelines and associated risks. It is important to deploy monitoring mechanisms that can detect any security incidents in health information systems. Centralize security certification services for sensitive health data through blockchain certification technologies and other techniques must be enabled. Citizens must not be forgotten. Through the different communication means available, the population needs to be made aware of rights and responsibilities regarding their personal data. Dr. Jarbas Barbosa da Silva, Assistant Director of the Pan American Health Organization, agrees.
I fully agree. It needs to be a core function for any health system in our region.
Dr. Carissa F. Etienne, Director of the Pan American Health Organization, sees the organization playing an important part in the work of developing digital health systems that improve data collection while protecting people's right to privacy.
I see PAHO working with other colleagues and other institutions. I see a very important role for us as far as this is concerned, building commitment across nations, and that's going to be extremely important to get us to where we want to.
In other podcasts in this series, we will focus on other topics of the call to action on the digital transformation of the health sector. This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.